Moshe, the Shia this week is being sponsored by Reb Dov Fruchter, Lunishmas, Reb Moshe, Berem Gershon Yaakov, El Sholom, and also Lunishmas, Isha Tziril Sprintze, Bas, Reb Yisrael Mordechai, Aleh Sholom.
Shus Maronim Barabonim Rabbi Sai, it's always a schus. We've been doing this, I think, over a decade, that to have a chance to learn with the Eilim together. And it's a schus to be with such illustrious Tamil Chacham B'nei Torah B'nei Aliyah, Shkerech to Reb Mendy, who Baruch Hashem always arranges this in a wonderful way. Baruch Hashem Zalhof, and he should continue to do so, Gesundheit, for many years to come. The Gemara will start, will be in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Tes, Amid Aleph, the Gemara is talking about Eludaychin Kachim and Echolim Lechol Adam, Itzel Kachim and Echolim Lechol Adam. And then the Gemara says, Rab Yaisi b'Rab Avin Omar, Deichin Kachim Kalim, Eitzel Kachim Kalim. That you can transfer, you can shift, you can change Kabonis that are Kachim Kalim to the category of other Kabonis that are Kachim Kalim. But you can't change kabbonis that are kachim kalim to the category of kachim kachim. So for example, we're talking now about a korban Pesach. It's one of the kachim kalim. It can become a shlomim, which is also kachim kalim. But it can't become an oila, a chatos, or an usha. They're kachim kachim. And these types of kabbonis can't be changed. So mamela, there are certain chumras that the kachim kachim have that kachim kalim do not have. And memela, the Gemara here in Zvachim says that you can shift or be deichin kachim kalim etz kachim kalim, but kachim kachim etz kachim kachim, that's not shayach to do. Now, the Gemara says, let's say if an individual shechted a tmura, a korban Pesach, l'shem tmura, it should be a tmura. Now again, it's not so clear what's happened over here. We'll see if we have a chance. The Biskarov's going to say you're shifting it to a maisa, but Pashtus, we don't know what he's doing over here. He's just taking the korban Pesach and he's shechting it l'shem t'mura. V'tgemara my hilchasa. Zaktgemara l'milki oleho. To get malchus. So it seems clear from this gemara in Zvachim, from the get-go and aftes, that the yisoid of the iser of t'mura is not the maisa t'mura. Not the exchange, the substitution. Eloisa Vaistachis, that what is exactly the Issa of Tmura that you're going to get Malkus on? Shafing a Chalois Tmura. Memela, even though no Maisa was done, because there weren't two animals over here, you didn't have an exchange, you just shechted the Korban Pesach, L'shem Tmura. Nevertheless, Halois, Hayais, there's a Chalois Tmura, even though an action of Maisa wasn't done, but since this Chalois Tmura was Chal, you're over on the lav of Lo Yimiren. That's Pashup Shat in the Gemara over here in Zvachim Dav Tesam and Aleph. So even though there's no actual physical substitution, no Maisa was accomplished or done, but he is Yishechta the Korban Pesach, L'shem Tmura, the Melu Yo'ivan Issa, you get Malkus because of the fact that Yishaft a Chalois Tmura. Now the Brisker Rav, Efrek Takasha, from the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchus Tmura, Perk Aleph Aloch Aleph, Kol Ameima Loikal Kol Behemu Ve'ema Sheyema Shenema Le'achlifena Ve'lo Yama Oisa Ve'afal Pi Sheloi Osa Maisa. The Rambam says, Beferish, even though you didn't get a Maisa, you're going to get Malkus. So the Rambam, that the tzibur v'ashutfin ein oisin tmura im hemiru. So we see from the Rambam that tzibur and shutfin who shaft the tmura get malchus, even though there's no chalois of tmura. So Vaistachais, that according to the Rambam, Frekta Briskerov, the Malkus comes for a Maisa Tmura, not for a Chalais Tmura. Because here there's no Chalais that can't be affected by Shutfin and by Tzibur. Nevertheless, there's going to be Malkus. Why should there be Malkus? Because the Maisa said it was a Maisa Tmura. There was a Maisa of exchange, not necessarily a Chalais Isser. So from them, the Briskerov asks on the Rambam, how can he say that the Yisoid of Tmura, and the reason why you get Malkus, is because you're doing a Maisa, the Chayr from the Gemara is Mashmet Tzachalois. Now, the Gemara in Tmura... Okay, we're gonna see, we'll take everything one step at a time. But let's just see, this is the Briskerov's Kasha on the Rambam. Now... Because nothing was done. There was no exchange. There was no other animal. All he did was he shechted the carbon pesach. It wasn't for the Baal Tmura. Tmura is normally the pshat that I exchange. There's a substitution. I do something. He didn't do anything. Shechted the carbon pesach, l'shem Tmura, and he's getting malchus. Where's the exchange? Where's the maisa? Of a pash, this is because he shechted chalois Tmura, at whatever level that is, that's why you're getting malchus. Now the Gemara, in Tmura, and Daf Gimel and Aleph, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Koloisa se ba Teire Osa ba Maisa Chaya. Any loisa say in the Torah, if you did an action when you violated, when you're over on the Avera Yechaya, if you get Malkus. Loi Osa ba Maisa, if you didn't perform a Maisa, Pata ye Pata. In fact, the Gemara Chlalu, the Lav Shem ba Maisa Pata, is it such a klal, a general rule, that somebody who's over an issa that doesn't have an action, doesn't get malchus, or imamer. This is the case of somebody who makes a tmura, the lav shem by maisu. There's no maisa that's involved over here by memer, up to Gemara. The lokin gets malchus, the snot. Loi shuh reshai lahomer. It doesn't mean that he's permitted to make tmura. El sheim heimer. Mumo, if he did make the tmura is effective. As soivik as aboyim gets malchus. So from here we see that even averis that you don't do a maisa, but how Rashi learns and how Tosfos learns that this aved be the dibure talya milsa speech alone can give a person a chiyuv of malchus. So we see from the Gemara, our Gemara in Tmura of Gimlam and Aleph, that this that you get malchus on meimar. Even though there's no mice, it's a lav shame by mice, is because the bure is avid mice. That's poshut pshat in the Gemara. The bure is avid mice. Now, whatever that means, whether you have the Gemara in Makkos on Daf Beis Amud Beis that talks about Edim and whether the bure is considered a mice or not, but here they're saying this dibur is considered a mice, and that's where you're getting malchus. For an Allah achroinim, so then why is the din by tzibur and shutfin that you get malchus? Because nothing is chal, it's ineffective by shutfin and by tzibur. They weren't successful. So how could you say dibure esavad maisa? There's no maisa at all. So why do you get malchus according to the Rambam by shutfin and by tzibur? Now the Rambam says a very interesting lashon that later we'll see how the minchas chinuch or the chinuch talks about the Rambam. It's a human being super. But the Rambam says, the pasuk says lo yachlifeno v'lo yame oisai. So the Rambam the afal pi shaloi osu maisa, even though with meimer a person doesn't do maisa, mi pi hashmua lamdu shekol mitzvus loisa se she'ein by maisa ein loikin olav chutz mi nishba umeimer umekal es chaveri b'shem. These three lavin. Even though there's no Maisa at all, you still get Malkus. Dr. Rambam Beferish, that the reason why Meimar receives Malkus is because of a Mipi HaShmua. And he says Beferish, that you're getting Malkus even though there's no Maisa. So Mila, now we can understand why the Rambam L'shitase holds that by Sibur and Shutfin, even though there's no Maisa, they still get Malkus. Because there's a Kabbalah, there's a Shmua, that you get Malkus on the lav of Tmura. No, but that fashteim shot in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the reason is because b'dibur yasavet maisa. So now according to the Rambam, he says, maisa's out the window. It's no shaykhas to maisa. It's a lot of shame by maisa. But these are the exceptions to the rule. Meimer is one of the exceptions to the rule. Even though you don't do a maisa, it has no shaykhas to maisa, you're still going to get malchus. But l'chor we see that the Gemara learns it's because dibur yasavet maisa. Reb Chaim takes the Gemara on Daf Dalid in Tmura, at the beginning of the Gemara, Reb Chaim Zoktazoy. There's a machlokes Abaye and Rava. And what Reb Chaim wants to do is he wants to touch up all of these issues based on the machlokes Abaye and Rava, as we will soon see. Shteitach in the Gemara. Omer Abaye, kol milse de omer achmon aloi savit, anything that the Torah, the Rabbi Shalom says not to do, im ovid mahani, if he did it, even though it's connected to Torah, the action is effective. If you're going to say it's not mahani, let's go on the shtuf kiton. Am I lucky? Why should you get malchus? Zokt Abaye, heyoyis that you're receiving malchus, to be chayiv malchus, you have to do something. Something has to be accomplished. But if what was forbidden, this action, didn't take effect, he's accomplished nothing. So you have to therefore say that the action is effective, and that's why you get malchus. Unless you say that the maisa took place and he did something with his action, you wouldn't get malchus. If you get malchus, the haraya says Abaye, that episode megiton. So he says, the e sal kadaita chloy mahani, am I lucky? Rava omar lemahani midi. Nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing is affected. It's connected to the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The high, the lucky, the reason why he gets malchus, shim de ova memra de rachmonu. Because he's over on the word of the Rabbeinu Shlomo and a member of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. In other words, according to Rava, he's not getting malchus v'at epes ufketon. He's not getting malchus because he actually transgressed an action and did a maisa. Loi mahani. But he gets malchus for being over violation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, his commandments. It's bavusta shtikl tarif Reb Chaim briska stamos le agav. That every time a person does an aveira is being over the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, I mean, let's just flesh this out for a moment. The machloikis Abaye and Rava is not talking about those isurim or loisa, says the prohibitions that have a physical effect. Like, for example, ritzicha, or eating chazir. There, clearly, he's accomplished, he's done something. He killed someone, the person's dead, or the food has been eaten. But the shaila is where it's only been a geah chalois. It's not an actual maisa that took place. It's a question of legalities. Did a chalois go into effect? For example, a kain godl, to be ma'aris, to get married to an almona, or a person to be makadish, a behemoth that's a balmum. Excuse me, makadish, a behemoth that's a balmum. So the question is it mugdish? Does it take place? Was he over on it? Did it happen? Lamaisa, Rava holds that an act which the Torah says not to do is not effective. Doesn't take place. And as I learn in Rabbi Kivega, Menachas Chinuch learns that way, the Griz. According to them, when the Torah asks something, the Torah is forbidding those acts from taking place. It's as if they're ineffective. Nothing happened. In other words, the reason why it's ineffective is because it's also. So when the Torah says, for example, by a Bechor Loi Sifta, it means you don't have the power to be paided. A Bailan Tandish, a Bai Savadi can be paided. And a Vada, the act is forbidden. But if you do it, it's going to take effect. It's going to take place. So, we see a machloikas Abaye and Rava b'negeya any issa that you're over, aloisase. Aside, I said, and another of these cases are discussed on that. Hey, I'm not going to get into it in great detail, but basically, a question as to whether or not if you're over aloisase against the words of the Torah, does it go into effect? Has it taken place? Have you accomplished something? Or are you just over on the issa? The Torah says not to do it. You can't do it. You do it, you get malchus. You didn't do anything. But for not doing, you're getting malchus because of the fact that you're on the words of the Torah. Or not doing means don't do. So if you do, then you did do something. You did shop something. And you're getting malchus for that. That's Poshup Shot in the Machlekes Abaye and Rava. So Memela Kum Dais concerning all Isurim in the Torah. Is it because the Ovid Mahani? Because you did something kineged the Torah, and the male that's getting malchus, or is it the Avraham Memra Drachmana? Zokta Pchaim. The same thing is true with the Isser of Tmura. It's totally in the machloik. It's Abaye and Rava. According to Abaye, the whole Isser is Ufkitan, Mahani, Memela. The Isser by Tmura is because of the Chalois of Tmura. But according to Rava, even though by Tmura there's Xeris HaKosev, the Mahani, but the Isser is the Mais of Tmura. And you don't need a Chalois of the Tmura. Like every other case of Yavid Loi Mahani. And that's what the Torah asks. So Memela, the Isser is Asiyat Tmura, even though you haven't accomplished anything. Memela is Dr. Pchaim. At this that the Gemara says, Bidibure is Avid Maisa, that's only according to Abaye. Because he holds the Isser is the Chalois of Tmura. But according to Rava, that the Isser doesn't have to be Chal. All you have to do is go connected to Torah, then according to Rava, the Asiyas Tmura could be aimed by Maisa. But you're still going to get Malchus. And that's why the Rambam specifically says there is no Maisa. He paskins like Rava, he Ovid Loi Mahani. As there's Mashma from the Rambam, Hilchus Malva Veloiva, Kivega talks about it. So according to the Rambam, the Isser of Tmura is not that there's a chalois of tmura, but the mais of tmura. Mela doesn't apply this yisoid of the b'dibura of avid maisa.
Even though the maisa it is chal.
Right. And the mela, that's what the Rambam has to say. Mi pi hashmu alamdu the loikin al tmura. Mela, that's where you get malchus on sipur and shutfit. It's completely out of the box because tmura has an exclusion to the rule. Really, you need maisa, and without maisa, this is garnished. Over here, where's the Maisa? You don't need a Maisa because there's an exclusion of Mepi HaShmua that you get Malchus on Tmura even though there's no Maisa. So that's the reason why by Shutfin and by Tzibur, you're going to get Malchus. Now, in the beginning of Tmura, the Masechta, the Gemara talks about that the Isra of Tmura is considered Nitaklase. I'll state in Pasuk, V'hoyehu Tmurasa Yekodesh. Lo yachlifena, v'lo yimirena, but there's a way of being menatek it. Hu t'murasi yekodesh. Zok Reb Chaim, that's only according to Rava, that the issa is the maisa t'mura. And memela is a connection of being menatek, the law of what the asay, in that the t'mura is chal. But if the issa is the chaloisa t'mura, so you can't say the menatek the asay, because that's good for the law and the issa. And there's no tikkun, there's no nituk, because there's nothing to be misaken. Fine.
Well, why did the Gemara say it's a bayah? Why did the Taisus, when he brings down this thing that mirror is a mice?
It's Reb Chaim's chiddush, as Reb Chaim says.
That's the same.
Lefizeh, I wanted to taina that we can far end for the Briskerov's kasha.
How would the Rav answer the Gemara's kasha here? Because Gemara and asks Salam Shem B'maisa, the Greek, and why is it? For by the other two, the Gemara brings Psukim. But there's no Psukim here, so how...
That's the Rambam Shtikl Mipi HaShmua. So maybe the Rav also held that way. That's good for the Rambam saying. He's saying in the Chanami, there is no riot. But Mela, this could forever, I believe, the Biskarov's Kasha. Our Sugi is going according to Abai. The Isser is the Chalois Tmura. So Mela over here, where there's the Chalois of Tmura, you're over on the Lab. But the Halacha, we Patskin like Ravah, that in a chanami, in this kind of case, you won't have the love of Tamura. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim and Avchavtes, Amid Beis, love lo yichoshev is considered love she'en by maisa. And the Shita Mekubet says at the end of Hamafkid, es akasha. Of B'dibura yisavid maisa. Why should it be different than Tamura that's considered a love she'esh by maisa? As I frecked the Shita. But according to this Priskarov, and actually he says this in the beginning of Menachas, he brings down Echad Omer Lamar Nagrach Gimel Tirutzim Bezeh to understand why there's an afkamina between La Yichoshev and by Tmura. Why the Bidburi is Avid Maisa and Tmura doesn't need that. So he brings down one Teretz, the Bidtmura Havis Avid Maisa. The iser hu achalois tmura. Mashein kein b'lo yichoshev eino iser hapsul shechal ela machshav. That fort, when it comes to tmura, the iser is the chalois of tmura. But when it comes to lo yichoshev, there's not a psul that's chal, but a machshav. The machshav doesn't create a chalois. It's the psul in the machshav. By Tmur, it is a chalais that's created. And that's the Yisr. But by Le'yichoshev, there's no chalais that's geshaf. It's a machshava. It's machshava. No, that's the dafkamina. Le'yichoshev means don't have a machshava's psul. That doesn't mean you're shafing a chalais. It's machshava's psul that makes the problem. Here we're saying you need a chalais. That's machshava's psul. Doesn't have to be a chalais. Meila is avid maises le'mahani. What are you going to do off? Because okay, but according to the Reb Chaim, this that we say b'dibura is avid ma'isa, it's because the lav is the chalois of tmura. Now, I just want to add that lo yichoshev was saying the lav is machshava gufa, so you have to add a little knetch to this. Oh, I'll tell you why. Because the Rambam, at the beginning, says in Perek Yudches Epsulim Mekdoshim that by Lo Yichoshev the Isser is Mishum Demafsid Hakotchim, the Domi Kematel Mum Bekotchim. So that seems to be some kind of Chalos, some kind of Maisa. But the Pshat is that the Lav is Lasois Maisa HaPosel, not the Chalos of the Psul. You hear what I'm saying? It's not shafing the chalois. But the lav is to make a maisa that's paisel, and that's the machshava. L'cher it's mashman dav beis. Because chishev iser lachzor v'lachshev shuv pashtas, there's no chalois by machshava that's osir. It's to shaf that. It's to be over on that. Now the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Yisurei Mizbeach, Halacha Beis writes, Hamagdish Balmum leMizbeach Loike. In fact, the Lech Mishnah, it's a lav shein by Maisa. Hamagdish Balmum on leMizbeach, you got Malkus. Where's the Maisa? There is no Maisa. Hamagdish Balmum to the Mizbeach, you get Malkus. This is the Rambam. Yisurei Mizbeach, Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph. This is the Lashon of the Lech Mishnah. The Kevon de B'dibura is Avid Maisa Loike. The Kasha is, an under effect of the Kasha. If you magdish a Balmum and you say, I raise the Oila, B'chlal Kedusha isn't Chal on the animal. as Rav Yisrael stated in Tmura Dav Zayin. And still you're getting Malkus on the Maisa Hekdish, even though nothing was Chal. So I'm going to Kasha and Alecha Mishnah. You're telling me that he's getting Malkus, even though there's no Maisa, according to the Rambam, by Magdish, Balmum, Lumizbech, Loike, Fakt Alecha Mishnah. It's Lav Shem by Maisa. He says, V'tibur Yisavid Maisa, he gets Malkus. But there's no Chalois Kedusha. So why are you getting Malkus on a Maisa that never happened? There's no Maisa help. He wasn't Magdish anything. There's no Chalois.
What is the Issa?
A big Magdish Balmum, that's the Issa. Can't be Magdish Balmum.
You can't do it. What's
that? That's the Issa.
Well, what lab is that? That's be a lab.
I guess the same lab of bringing a Balmum. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pehei writes, by the lav, that's good for Akasha, the L'chayr, it's not Chal. That's good for part of Akasha. That's good for Akasha. It's not Chal. There's no Chalois. So even B'diburi, he said something, but didn't do anything. So if it doesn't become Hegdish, so L'chayr, where's the Averis Halav? That's good for the Akasha. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pehei, unbelievable Loshim, concerning the lav of being Magdish Balmum, Min Anire, Shaloi Yeh B'zeh Malkus, Fishayim by Maisa. What do you mean you're Magdish Balmum? You're going to get Malkus. L'chayro, ain't by Maisa. Listen to the Lashon of Chinuch Niflun Nevelt. Aval HaRambam Zechreini Levrocha Shekosav Sham Magdish Balmum Loike. The Rambam is the one who wrote that if you're Magdish Balmum, you get Malkus. V'ulai Yaseyu Kemeimer Sheyesh by Malkus. And maybe he's comparing it to Meimer that you get Malkus, even though there's not Maisa. Ava Pishayim by Maisa. He's saying that maybe the reason why the Rambam holds that you're going to get Malkus, even though it's a lot of shame, is because good. We'll get to that. Very good. One second. So he says the Elov Nishma, the Torah Nevakesh Mipiu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokaisu. It's a stretch. It's hard for me to understand this. Why the Rambam would say, if you're Magdish Balmum, you're going to get Malkus, but ain't by Maisa. Lachamish, this Torah doesn't work. There's no Chalois over here. Why should there be Malkus? So Techinach, maybe he's comparing it to Tmura. And as Dr. Kayin, Allah Hashem Tzvokisu. Now the Minchas Chinuch understands the Kavan of the Chinuch. What does he mean when he says it's similar to Meimar? So my kasha is, then why do you have to learn it out from Meimar? By Gufa, it's a svar, it's Avad Diburi Maisa. You're telling me that we're comparing it to Tmura. And we're saying, really, there shouldn't be Malkus, but we're comparing it to Tmura. What's the reason why there's Malkus? Because of the fact that Diburi is Avad Maisa, so use that directly. But I'm saying now, according to this Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch says, talking about Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, Kavonas HaChinuch, the Doima LeMeimer. Why? I'm not saying this, the Minchas Chinuch is saying this. He's saying, Mishum, I have the same Kasha too, but this is the Minchas Chinuch. I'm saying even before that, Mishum Tibidiburi Savin Maisa. So you want to clear, there is a Maisa, there isn't a Maisa, but if Tak, it's the same thing, we'll have to come on to Alumdus from Tmura.
I understand.
The Shach, Mar Rav Shach and Avi Ezri says like this. He says a different Shach in the Chinuch. He says the Kavon of the Chinuch is the Kavon, the Kos of Harambam, have a Kabbalah mipi Hashmuel. That really there's no Lumdus over here. We can't justify it. There's no Cheshbon in the world. Where's the Maisa? What are you getting Malkus for? There's no Maisa. There's no Chalois. There's Golnish. So how could you say Labashal by Shutfin that you're gonna get Malkus? By Tzibur you're gonna get Malkus. No, since according to the Rambam, Kabbalah mipi Hashmua from Meimar, that you don't get Malkus. So that's the you get Malkus, thank you. Testing you, you passed with flying colors. I can't say that about myself. But Maisa, das ist der Zustell. That's what the Chinuch means. The loim dim b'meimar afakayavdein by maisa. So he says, "Im kein lomar harambam, the lav dafke b'tmura, Alo the chol lav shu basias hegdish loikin alav. Dum yid tmura. Zeu shekos of achinuch ve'elov nishma v'turin of akshem apiyu. You want to know what the makar is? We don't have a makar. We have a makar from the Rambam who says mipi Shmua. And what's the Rav Shach's makar? Makar is the Rambam who says mipi Shmua, and he's being medama milsa l'mil. So that's what the chinuch means to say, and we'll mekabel it as a Shmua mipi Shmua. The Rambam has mipi Shmua, but again meimar, and the Rambam seems to compare being magdish balmum to meimar. So as a Shmua mipi Shmua, one Shmua leading to another Shmua. And that's good enough for me. That's Rav Shach learns pshat in the chinuch. And when the chinuch says, "Ki malach Hashem tzvokesu," the chinuch is saying, according to Rav Shach, that asiyas hegdish, you get malchus, dumi the tmura, and that's what the chinuch means. Elov nishma v'torim mevakish mipi.
Does it mean that it's not chal also?
Whatever the dimyon is, whatever we need to do to give you malchus, whatever we need to do to give you malchus. I guess so. Now, the Rambam is Mazba, this Bipiya Shmua, Lav Dafka by Tmura, every Isser of Asiyas Hegdish. Now, I just had it clear, with a little bit of its Sarachian. What about the Lav of being Mishanah Mikdusha L'Kdusha? Rambam Perek Dalif Tmura Loch Yad Alif says, Ain Loikin. And what does the Kesef Mishnah say? What does the Kesef Mishnah say? A case where you're going to be Mishana Mikdusha L'Kedusha. Hey, Mishana Mikdusha L'Kedusha. So, to Rambam, you don't get Malchus, if you are. So, the Kesef Mishnah, Hashem, Deloy Hava, B'dibur Yisavid Maisa, Avam Hava Giloy B'chol Yisr B'asiyas Hegdish, Im Ken Gam Kan Yilke. So, this is Shver and all that we said. He's saying now that has to do with Maisa, B'dibur Yavad Maisa, had nothing to do with some kind of Kabbalah.
Let me
just hear this size. You have to say it's not an Isser in Asiyas Hegdish. Isser is in the Mice of Shini Akdusha. The Rambam writes, Perek Dal Truma, Tumur Aloch Yad Alev, that you don't get Malchus by a Lav to Mishana Mikdusha L'Kdusha. I'll give you the Nusach of the Rambam. Okay. Hamishana es hakotchim mikedusha lekedusha. Oyve b'lois hase. Shinemar b'chor lo yaktish ish oisa. Shlo yasena oylov leishlam. That's what it means. So if you wonder what it means, that's what it means. Hu adin l'shar hakotchim shemishanen oisa mikedusha lekedusha. Ech hakotchim izbeach v'chikot ibe abaya. Keitzad? Im higdish levedek hahechol lo yishan levedek hamizbeach. V'chen kol ki yitzah b'zeh. Ein loikin alav zeh. So, the question that the Kesef Mishnah has, what's the pshat? Zokter, Kesef Mishnah, because you can't say b'dibur yisavad maisa. Continues the Kesef Mishnah, avlam hava giloi b'chol iser ba'asiyas hegdish imken gan ken yilke. So that seems to fly in all that we're saying now, according to the Briskarov, according to Rav Shach. But maybe you could say that the Isser is not Asiyas Hegdish. The Isser is in the Maisa of Shinui HaKedusha. It's not in Shafing Hegdish. It's in Mishana. I'm sorry?
He has no Bailus.
What we're saying now that obviously he still does have Bailus. It's obviously still his.
What's his Kedusha? How it's not his?
No. I mean, the emes is mikal lechomer. You can be mishana, so he does have the balas. I said, Rav has a big hasog on this. Okay, al kaponim. What do we see from this? I think we see some interesting insights in the whole Indian of Tmura and the Lav of Tmura and why you get Malchus. And it boils down to two perspectives. Either there's the Algemeine perspective of the Bidburei Savid Maisa, et Gitana Maisa, and that's the Gnukfana Maisa. Or you have the Chiddush of the Rambam, that there's no Maisa at all, and any kind of connection that we're trying to make between anything else and Tmura is all because of this Shmua. Mipia Shmua lo Madnu, that this is an exception to the rule, and has no Shaykhis to any kind of Maisa, and you're going to get Malkis because of the fact that's what the Torah wants. And the way Reb Chaim, and we applied some of the Briska Rav to the sugyas, it's telling the Machlekes Abaye v'Rava, Yovid Mahani or not. Do you have to do something or you don't have to do something? Do you have to do a Maisa or do you have to Shafak Alois? We ordinarily understand that if a person does something, Alav Sheyesh by Maisa means you're over an Avera, you did something, you transgressed B'chush, either B'maisa, B'dibur, and it's considered a Maisa. Now the Rambam is coming to tell us as an exception of the rule called Tmura, and by Tmura, even though no Maisa was done, it flies in the face of this Avid Maisa of the Gemara, and that's telling the Machlekes Abaye and Rava, you have a Mahani or not. But you start to understand that this Tmura might be conventional. According to the Rambam, it's not conventional. It's like Makala. It has no Shaykhahs to the Parsha of Chai Ve'Lavin. Now the emphasis is that I had another mixah shir to give on the inyan of loisaseh with a yishmak yishagas aryeh alav she'em by maisa that seems to fit in with Reb Chaim and also with the Rav Shach. But I've decided to do something a little bit different. I want to share with you something that somebody showed me from the Ben Ish Chai concerning Tmura. In the past, Mendy also sometimes asked me to say a little something on sort of Inyana D'Yoyma, so if there's time, we'll do that as well. The Pasuk says, Lo yivakel bein toiv lo ra ve lo yimirena, vim homa yirmirena, va yehu smurasi yekodesh lo yigoyal. Now we said that according to the Gemara, it's a lav and a tak lasei, possibly. That you may not take the lav by va yehu smurasi yekodesh. Listen to the Ben Ish Chai in Aderes Eliyahu. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, Bara Oysoi Ke'eved Le'echod Mishnei Adonim, he created him like a servant to two masters, Hayetzer Tov Vayetzer Ra. V'Bechira Nesuna L'Chol Adam V'Adam Livcho L'Eizem Adonim B'Ritzoino L'Shtabed. Each person has a choice to decide which master he's going to serve. Is it the master that's Meira and teaches him to go by derech haTorah v'mitzvos, or chalila lezeh sheyasisa miderech hayosha ledrachim akalkalos. Thus the pshat reino sati levonecho ayoyim sechaim v'setoyim v'samov v'sesorah v'chalt b'chaim. Meaning that the way the Ben Ish Chai understands this is that each person has the efsharis b'chira chofshis to select and to choose if it's going to be meshabed himself to the odoyim that will be mezakim v'chaim nitzchim. Chas v'sholem to the other, and that's going to be meshabed him to Misa. And the Torah is giving us an Eitz HaTovah v'charta b'chai. Zok to Ben Ish Chai, there are three types of people. Yesh lem es ha-tzadikim ha-gemurim she-bacharu b'chiro mukhletes l'shtabed l'yetzah ha-toyv. Ve'enon nishmoim klal atzas ha-yetzah ha-ra. Some people completely devoid of Yetzah ha-ra. The Yetzah ha-ra is to do learn Torah. They don't listen at all to the Yetzer Hara. Midach, yesh tam asar yishoyim agmurim, Hashem isalmim lechalutim mikiyumam shal Yetzer HaTov, v'chol machshav eslibam rak rak kol hayom. People at the other end is extreme, that everything is the Yetzer Hara, no shaykhus to the Yetzer HaTov. Yesh gam mezabeinim, I guess that's us. Elu shepoyschim al shnei asifim, they're straddling both sides of the fence. Le'itim nishmoyim le'itzrim HaTov, sometimes listen to the Yetzer Tov, sometimes Yetzer Hara has the upper hand. Avada, the greatest Nachas Ruach, he says that it's a Tzadikim Gemurim, who've acquired for themselves the Adoin called the Yetzer Tov. But the Beinanim, and certainly the Rishoyim, not always is Hashem happy with them. It's like that thus is the Pshat in Tmura. Listen closely. The Pasuk says, Lo yivakel bein toiv lo ra. He says Yivaker is Miloshin Hefker. Shekiyadua ois beiz ufei mischalfu. Like the Mefoshim say in the Mishnah, Pei Avov, the first Mishnah, Hibokar la'aniyah means hefka la'aniyah. So, he says, Tagamunkel is also, Vashmiyas tishmetenov natashto, tishmetun yosov is sivakra, kloimer la'itash v'yafkir is nafshoi, l'shoitek bin atoy v'ra. L'fsoyach ha'shnei ha'sifim v'liyeis evit l'shnei ha'donim. So when it says in the pasuk, lo yivakir means don't sway, become hefker ben yitzar tov ve yitzara, and he says lo yomer means don't give up the yitzar tov ve yitzara. And if chas v'sholim homer, he went ahead and chose the yitzara, and you follow the ways of the rishonim gemurim, zokta teire, there's still tikkun. Yimirenu, Yachzor v'yomir esayitzar hara b'yitzar hatoiv, v'yoshuv b'tshuva mechetov v'yislachloi. And if a person does do tshuva, v'yohu usmurasoi yakodesh, he says, af tumurasoi yitzar hara, gamu yahofech l'chli kodesh. Sha'ativ maroim atzma misayir b'adoi l'avodes Hashem. Like the pasuk says in Nechemio, Matzosa es levovoi nemon lufanecha. Liboy doesn't say levovoi shnei ayetzrim. So that's the whole yisoid of the avoid the kenega the yetzar according to the Ben Ishai. And Abtzara talks about this also. We use the kayach and the passion of the yetzahara to serve the Rebbein Ishalel. Leach lifanev lo yimeren is the pshat. You can make a mistake. You could take be over the avera. Somebody once asked me, why isn't it mitzvah b'aveira? They both are going to be kaidish. Because the pshat is, that's good for the lesson of tmura. That you can make a mistake, you can be misakin it by turning the aveira into a mitzvah. By being magdish the aveira. Doing tshuva mitechava that turns the aveiras, the zdoinas, into zachias. That's the holy side of tmura. That's how Rabbi Ashkai is learning pshat. But what I wanted to speak about for a few minutes that we have remaining is Tzavot. I heard from Rav Gift, the Merav Rav Rav Gift, as that's all. That's very much negeh us in unze tkufa, and especially in this tkufa of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. We have one of the venerable Ziknei Ador of my neighborhood, Flatbush, Ramotcha Friedman, who's here, Tuklep the Muhammad, Baruch Hashem. Terasa Yumnasa, I looked in the Asik. Rav Gift Zatzal said, Amalek stands for Omel Kuf. So for them, I'm a Chvashan Pshat Azay. State, Vayelochem im Yisrael berefidim. Rav Yedeim Shay Yisrael b'Torah v'Mitzvahs. And the question is, where were they weakened in Torah Mitzvahs? It doesn't say what the Rifyin was. Medafashtein Amalek. Amalek is going to war l'malam and atevel l'malam and agvul. They know they're going to lose, and they're willing aniv afsi oy to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'unet medazelach hakeiches. And what's the lesson from this? So what's the pshat like this? When Rav Gifta said Amalek stands for Omel Kuf, I remember of Chazal that says, Einei doim ha'shein epirkei me'e l'me'e v'echad. There's no comparison between someone who learned something 100 times and someone who learned something 101 times. And the question is, why 100 and 101? One at 60 and 61, one at 74 and 75, one at 99 and 100. So what's the difference? What do you think the difference is?
One is the Amish.
Good. Anybody else? Why not 200 and 201? Why not 1,000 and 1,001? I thought shot like this. 100 is the greatest symbol of accomplishment. Ufkatan, I'm there, I'm on to something else. 101 is the greatest symbol of no accomplishment. There's no limitation. It's the malam and ashir, the malam and agvul. When you start learning 101, what you're basically saying is, I haven't accomplished anything. And it doesn't start with the 101st time. It starts when you're beginning learning the Mishnayos, the Masechta. One has a shuka to learn 100 times and 101. This person is learning Lamala min Agvul, and this person is learning with a Gvul. And it's a totally different learning. A mensch was learned Lamala min Agvul, sein Lernen is with a Shifa that there's no limitation. Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh Beli Mitzarim Nachlam. Mitzrayim was Mitzarim, there were limitations. Nachlas Yaakov Beli Mitzarim Nachlam. So it's fangt sich an from the Unheim, when the person sets out to learn as many times, the Baruch Hashem will give him years and hours and days, that they'll learn him, that's understood Lima. And that was the Rifyon possible in Klal Yisrael. Possibly, Mida Kenegan Mida, by calling them Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us what we were lacking in. Rav Yedem Shei Yisrael about Terva Mitzvahs is the Pshat, we were complacent. We had a limitation, a Gvul. And Amalek came and went to war with us, the Malam in Agvul. Beyond limitation, beyond boundaries. You know, there's something called the Geneva Convention. There's a convention, conventional way of going to war. And there are rules that most human societies, civilized societies follow. You're not going to go to war with somebody who runs out of bullets, who's going to chop off his arm and use his arm as a club. If a person fights that way, you can't protect yourself against that person. That's Lamala Menagvul. That's beyond limitation. That's how we're supposed to learn. And that's what was lacking in Klal Yisrael. That was the Rifyon that Amalek went, Lamala Menagvul, Lamala Menashir. And if you want to know what the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek is, the contemporary mitzvah, that might be it. To stamp out the complacency. To learn something again and again and again, be as the says, be as the eyes, it makes an afkamina how many times you've mastered it. You have to learn Lamala Menagvul. And that was the chesaron of Klal Yisrael at the time of Yelachim and Yisrael Berefidim, that they were lacking a Lamalam and a Gvul, Lamalam and Ashir. So their enemies, Amalek, like Hitler and Machshamay and his minions, they'd send out a battalion of Waffen SS to find one Yiddish kind hidden in the countryside. For us, because it's Lamalam and Ashur, Lamalam and a Gvul. It's beyond any sanity, beyond any limitation, self-imposed limitation. That's Zechiras Machias Amalek, to eradicate that sense of complacency within ourselves. And that's this whole avoda. That's the avoda of Purim, and that's the avoda, really, of the Daf Yomi. I mean, many people in this room, I'm showing you the Masechtas. Ein mol, and zwei mol, and drei mol. Kump malam be'iyun, and there's a rischa de'raisa, m'shlog tzach, m'gedein gemaris, that's l'malam and ashir, l'malam and agvol, and that's dafka the avoda, because sometimes a person can say to himself, up getan, up gelernt, it's time to do something else. But the Yisrael HaDavar is, in this Limud, that it has to be, the same way Amalek went to war with us, that's how we're supposed to fight, because everything between Klal Yisrael and Amalek are two ends of the extreme of the spectrum. Amalek is Mikra, Klal Yisrael, you take the same word Mikra, you turn it into Rak Mehashem. Amalek doesn't see God in anything, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. There isn't anything for Sanish Tishtempo from the Rabbi Nishlal. So recently the Slonimus says, the base of Rum, that Mamgalent Az Yoshir. So Az Yoshir says in Chazal, if you read Az Yoshir, Bekavona, Moichel HaKol HaVenayisav. So the Lachar, that means to say, with Kavona, Zakel Ivan Veo, Yisrael Lefana B'mitzvah, all the Hidurim. Slonimus says, Az Yoshir is all about Ashkocha Pratis. And the important lesson of Ashkocha Pratis is, the same Ashkocha Pratis that helps you, hinders you. Same Ashkocha Pratis that gives you Hatzlacha is the one that takes away the Panas. The Zavar Rosh may give you Panas on this, he doesn't give you Panas on this yet. That's Ashkocha Pratis. If Chatz V'Shom, Atifat Bela Sutton, you run through a stop sign, you roll through, and punk, the policeman comes 2 seconds later, Ashkocha Pratis, he didn't catch me, I didn't get the ticket. Well, when you get the ticket, it's the same Ashkocha Pratis. So a person realizes the success and failures in life is all Hashgacha Pratis, then Meichel Kol HaVenayisav. And that's this whole yisoid of the Muhammad Keneged Amalek, to understand that we can't be complacent and have things figured out exactly how things are supposed to be. It has to be L'malam min Ashir, L'malam min Agvul. That's the Muhammad Keneged Amalek. And that's the yisoid of Limud HaTaira, with Hasmada and with Amkus, and not allowing things just to go as they are, but to try to reach L'malam min Ashir, L'malam min Agvul. And the Chayra, I think, Tmura bears this out. Who? Utmurasa Yakaidish? How could it be? He's over in Avera. He did what he wasn't supposed to do, but he still has something to salvage himself. He's redeemable. He's salvageable. Who tomorrow say Yer Kodesh? According to the Ben Ish Chai, he followed the Yitzhar. It was over in Avera, and now he's turning the Avera into Mitzvah. Thus is Yiddishkeit. A good devil. I'm not going to see you.